Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And let's start with a quick update on the Bozo touchdown parlay, Jones, which didn't hit.
No, I felt good about this one, too.
You hit yours.
I did.
Was it Nick hit his?
Nick hit.
Yep, I hit mine.
Okay.
You had Judkins?
I had Judkins.
Yeah. I had CeeDee Lamb.
Right.
Your TBD.
I'm TBD. Yeah, Billy and Terp continue their 0-for streak.
They remain. It's honestly almost more impressive.
It actually is.
Yeah.
So I have Amon-Ra St. Brown. Allow me to spin you a quick yarn here.
I like it.
So me and my buddies do a weekly parlay brag, and it doesn't have to be touchdowns, but I feel like most weeks it ends up being touchdowns. So there's five of us that do this parlay every single week. And long story short, the first four legs have hit. I have Amon-Ra St. Brown. Cash out option.
Amon-Ra St. Brown for an anytime.
Anytime touchdown. Yep. Excuse me. Thank you. If he scores a touchdown tonight, we walk away with $712.
Nice.
If we decide to cash out, we would be given $343.
Still
not
nice.
Bad. $343 more dollars than we had yesterday.
Correct.
But I think even though I'm a bit of a cash out Keefe, I think we're going to let it ride.
I understand cash out Keefe asking the question, and I respect it.
Yes, but
the over-under tonight is 53.5 points.
There should be some points.
It could be a shootout between the Lions offense and Baker Mayfield, so I'd feel good about Amon-Ra scoring. He's minus money to score, isn't he?
I am screaming for some score. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, let it ride.
We're letting it ride
let
for 7-12.
Let it ride!
Excitement! Shove this up your stocking! So tell your folks, buy me!
Grab bag!
Or go to hell!
We mentioned earlier the Survivor Pool rolls on. You and I are both through 7 weeks, and we'll see you in week 8.
Yeah, we can't lose. I mean, I tried. I tried real
you
hard
almost
to lose
did.
My Broncos one yesterday.
Them Broncos.
We're still going.
Them Broncos.
Still here.
Grab bag!
Jones, we've made it through almost the entire show without talking about what was the single greatest sports performance of all time.
Oh,
on Friday night.
It really was.
Shohei Ohtani. I say this with no hyperbole. Shohei Ohtani, pitching in an NLCS game, went 6 innings, struck out 10, and socked 3 home runs. I don't think there is anything better. Like, what's better than that?
Okay.
Because no baseball player can have a game better than that. They just can't because nobody was doing both
things. So I agree because people are like, he maybe had the greatest performance in baseball history. I'm like, what the hell do you mean maybe?
What the heck?
What could possibly be better than that?
So as great as like a complete game was or some of these unbelievable pitching performances have been, what'd they do at the dish? Oh, nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, they got DH'd for? Sick.
Yeah.
Or they went 0-for-4 with a sack
bunt? They sat there and ate sunflower seeds while their teammates got all the hits?
Sorry.
So, no. So it is the greatest single performance in baseball history.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's for debate. He was
sports.
Keith, he was throwing 100 miles an hour.
That's right.
Not just 10 strikeouts.
No.
Throwing 100.
Yeah.
And not just hitting 3 home runs. He was hitting them out of the stadium. Like, the home runs were leaving the whole stadium,
yes,
clearing the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Is it the greatest performance in sports history? It might be.
So like,
that
he
was
went
in a clinching game.
In a clinching
to
game.
To go to the World Series.
NLCS, right. Yes. This isn't a wild card round.
No.
This isn't a game in May.
No.
Which also would have been sick. But this was the NLCS clinching game. Now, they swept, so it wasn't like a game seven, but whatever. It was game four. He pitched six innings. He had more home runs than he allowed hits.
Crazy.
So he gave up two hits, struck out 10. Obviously, he got the win, and he was smacking the ball literally out of the stadium.
Out
he
of
had
the stadium.
Two, like, for the exit velo people, it was like 116 or something insane.
I'm saying,
like,
yeah. It wasn't just that he struck out 10 people. He was doing it throwing 100. It wasn't just that he hit three home runs. He was knocking them fully out of the stadium. It was.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything better.
No.
I mean, what would it be? You have to go back, find whatever the single greatest Super Bowl performance might be, whatever the single greatest like clinching game in the NBA conference finals or finals.
In terms of individual
the Michael
like,
Jordan
performance,
shrug games?
Yeah, I don't think there is a greater performance than that. I don't know how you get
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's possible. It's pretty amazing.
Of all the grab bags in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Meanwhile, the ALCS is still going as the Blue Jays beat the Mariners yesterday 6-2, forcing a must-win all on the line.
Winner take all
game
ALCS.
Seven. The two best words in all of sports, Game 7. Blue Jays Mariners, maybe not the three best words, Blue Jays Mariners, but it is an 8:10 first pitch on Fox and FS1.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's on both.
So if you're used to watching it on FS1, go ahead and stay there.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and stay there. But
the
if you want to watch it.
The Jokers are coming on if you stay on
right.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's true TV. Yeah.
But like Big Fox is like, yeah, I guess we'll take it.
We'll take the
it's
game.
Like, it's game seven of the ALCS. Like, fine. George Kirby versus Shane Bieber. Who do you got in this one?
I have the Mariners, so I guess I have Kirby.
You're going to go with the. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
Bruins road trip didn't go great. They played three games. They lost three games all in regulation.
I am very plowed and pleased.
I'm not plowed or pleased about how it went. So we talked a little bit about the Vegas loss because that was last Thursday. But then over the weekend, 4-1 loss to Colorado with Swayman betwixt the pipes. And then a 3-2 loss to the Mammoth yesterday.
Yeah, they blew a couple of leads, yeah.
Correct. And pretty much it's like Pastrnak scores and that's all they have. So if you like the...
That's all they got.
Bet against or bet for the opponent and parlay that with a Pastrnak anytime goal, you're winning some money.
Oh, yeah.
You're winning some cash.
Yeah.
That's
the
way to watch
you're
the
saying
team
money
this year.
Line, not puck line.
Yeah. No.
Money line.
Money line.
And a pasta anytime?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice way to make some cash.
That's a good way to go. Yeah. And by the way, friend of the show, Brad Marchand, in town right now. Hope he's listening. And they got a big matchup tomorrow night at the Garden.
Big one.
Did you see him this weekend? Had a little hissy fit?
Yes. Well, I saw you. I saw your tweet, actually, this. You were like, hey, at least he didn't lick anybody.
No, he didn't. As far as we know, he didn't lick anybody, but he got into like a little brouhaha, punched the guy in the back or whatever.
He took his helmet, went to the penalty box, ripped out like the ear straps, and was like spiking them and throwing them out onto the ice. That was kind of
only
awesome.
Fined $5,000.
Yeah, that was kind of awesome.
Was
you didn't
awesome.
Like that?
No, it was lame.
That was awesome.
It was lame, dude.
Keith,
give him his helmet back.
Let's give credit where it's due.
On the lame score?
That was awesome. Yeah.
Broke the meter.
It's grab bag.
How'd Bill Belichick do on Friday night? All eyes on him. 10:30 kick all to himself. ESPN, UNC versus Cal. First possession, fumble.
I saw that.
Not
for
great,
USC.
Bob.
Yeah. Last possession.
That I watched. I did not
fumble.
Make it till the last possession. I woke up and saw it the next morning, and I gasped that that's how they lost. Going into the end zone, they might have lost anyway, by the way. It's like, they would have won. There were like 3 minutes left. So they might have lost the game anyway, but yeah, tough way for Bill to lose.
Though. Covered the number, though. There were 7.5-point dogs. They only lost by, three. So North Carolina falls to 2-3 on the season. So not great.
Still no.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2-4. Yeah, 2-4.
Still no FBS level wins yet. They're still waiting for one of those.
No, they're waiting for a big win. Maybe worse than North Carolina, and unfortunately they don't square off head to head, would be your Boston College Screaming Eagles. They lost to the UConn Huskies at home 38-23. I think there were more UConn fans in the stands than BC fans.
Yeah, like that's. I know UConn, they're 5-2 somehow. I have no idea if they've beaten anybody good. Probably not.
Probably not.
But when UConn's running all over you, they had like four or five different 25-plus yard plays in the game, like explosive plays up and down the field. That's a rough
So they're 1-6. Boston College is 1-6. They also don't have a real win on the year. And after the game, did you hear Bill O'Brien?
Oh, no.
He's like, I can't fix this. He straight up was like, yeah, it's not happening.
I like.
He has no answers.
I like that BC pulled him off the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Interview in the morning. It's made a huge difference. I mean, honestly,
now they're locked in.
Having him not do the interview with Greg has really honestly made a big difference for the football team. So I get why they did that. That was a smart move.
All right, remaining schedule for Boston College, which, again, opened the year with a nice win over Fordham, and they've lost six consecutive games. They have...
Well, he's, like, alienated this quarterback. Like, Lonergan's already been benched there, so he'll probably transfer out. He looked like he could actually play a little bit.
Yeah, 2 weeks in, people thought he could, but five games left. At number 19, Louisville.
Loss.
Home to number 12, Notre Dame.
Loss.
Home to SMU.
Loss. Loss.
Home to number 7, Georgia
Loss.
Tech. And then at Syracuse.
Win.
No.
That Q's team's not that bad.
They're going to get Q's.
Syracuse is not bad.
They'll get them.
They're going to go 1-11. And then what do you do?
Unless Syracuse has Diamond Ferry, and I don't know about it, BC's winning that game.
Ooh, Diamond Ferry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get New Bedford back, I believe.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Here we go now, holla if you hear me though. It's the
grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Speaking of college football, Jones, I don't know how much you watch Curry College.
Oh, you know what? Division I missed their game this weekend. I DVR'd it. I haven't watched it yet.
Division 3 Curry College. They have a running back named Monty Quinn.
Yeah.
Who rushed for 522 yards in a win over Nichols.
Must have been a lot of carries.
No, I think it was 20.
20 carries,
yeah.
522. Yeah. How many touchdowns?
I don't have it here.
Seven
touchdowns.
And I forget, I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like they were all 60, 75, 84, 85.
Five of them were over 50. One was 80.
I mean, I don't.
Oh, my God.
I don't care who you're. I don't care if that's Joe Mazzulla in the media game.
Yeah.
Like, those are absurdly impressive numbers.
What kind of desserts did his girlfriend make the offensive line?
Great question. That
is a big day. The final score was 71-27.
Should somebody throw a draft pick at you just based on that?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
draft pick, maybe not.
Okay.
Invite him to camp, though.
Invite to camp, maybe a late seventh rounder. The Patriots are drafting long snappers and stuff at that point in time.
Although,
maybe just toss this kid a pick and be like, he had 500 yards on 20 carries, 7 touchdowns. Maybe let's just get him into camp.
Although, not to pile on Nichols,
because
I also was not a good Division III player.
But
some of these highlights, it's like the Arch Manning high school tape where these kids are just like, they're just not great.
okay.
Let's just say.
Well, shots fired at Nichols.
Well, I'm just saying they did seem a bit overmatched. Okay. Is all I'm saying.
All right, fair enough.
It happens occasionally, but still, that's a lot of yards. So I give the guy a lot of credit for that. That was a heck of a go.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
All right, Jones, let's get to the horror movie of the day. And I got a new one that I just watched. It's not the one behind you.
Okay.
That's Children of the Corn 2, which I feel like AMC has a better catalog than that to play Children of the Corn 2. I'm going with, I think I streamed it on Amazon Prime over the weekend. It's called Found Footage, The Making of the Patterson Project.
I was about to say that sounds very self-explanatory until you got to Patterson Project. Now
Patterson Project.
Yeah.
Well, Patterson is, of course, the guy who filmed the Bigfoot sighting back in the day.
Of course.
Remember that?
Yes.
The very famous Bigfoot sighting, which sadly was a ruse because many people believed that one to be real at the time.
Well,
we did like the walk and he like, looked, hey, everybody, I'm just coming walking through here.
It looked like a Sasquatch to me.
Here comes a Bigfoot. Let me look at the camera. That guy? Love that guy.
Yeah.
Sadly fake. So this is a found footage movie about a found footage movie involving Bigfoot. So it really speaks to me at many levels.
That sounds like that's a winner. What's it called again?
It's called Found Footage. But now there's a few of those. So you got to look for it on Prime. It's called Found Footage, The Making of the Patterson Project. And there's a couple of really funny parts in it as well.
All right.
So let's get a little something for everybody. 99
restaurants. Always a grab bag.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Sunday, October 19th. Was it Addison Barger, 2-for-3 with a home run, 3 RBI?
Okay.
Was it Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 2-for-4 with a home run and 2 runs scored? Was it Ernie Clement, 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored? Was it Trey Yesavage, 5 2/3 innings, 2 earned runs, 7 Ks?
Up.
Or was it Logan Gilbert? 4 innings pitched. He allowed 4 runs.
Not him.
Struck out 3.
Go with Yesavage. Let's do that.
Yesavage?
Yeah, good performance.
All right, good.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
I'm just getting some intel here, Jones. The Nichols College football team.
I saw this
text. Are you
text.
Seeing this
you
text?
I saw the text. I didn't fact
check
it.
I just wanted to fact check it because I feel like that's a lot. Is that true? Oh, no. Wait a minute. What? So earlier this year, they played Coast Guard.
Yeah, the Coast Guard Academy.
They lost 92-60.
Oh, so the text line was wrong. The text line said they gave up 93 points. 93-60, though.
92-60?
I'm sorry, 92, yeah.
What are we doing here, guys?
Let's go box score on ESPN. I was trying to find out what this kid did.
Was there any tackles?
That's good. Good fantasy day.
Was there any tackles?
Coast Guard had 35 points in the first quarter.
Nice.
Take that, Denver Broncos, in your face. So, yeah, they just gave up 71. They were on a 2-game heater. They beat New England College and Maine Maritime, and then they just got smoked by Curry. They got Endicott and University of New England coming up.
Oh, that's a couple of wins.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think those are wins.
They are 2-4.
They give up like 60 points a game.
That's all right.
Tackle.
That's all right.
It's like St. Paul's football right there. What does this kid have for rushing yards on the season? That's got to be available somewhere.
Got to be.
He must
have cracked 1,000. I'd hope.
He had 512.
Yeah.
I'll find it. It's gotta be a lot. All right, Jones, let's get to, the random baseball player who was a first baseman. Also, you'd find him occasionally in the outfield, but mainly a first baseman. You'd remember him as a first base.
Okay.
He threw with his left, but he hit from both sides of the dish.
Okay.
He was what we call a switch hitter in baseball.
Yeah.
He, also career earnings of $41.9 million.
Okay.
He played for a variety of teams in a 15-year major league career.
Nice career.
Baltimore, Montreal, Seattle, the Mets, Texas, Cleveland, and Toronto.
Okay. Some years? Give me some years.
Cup of coffee, 1990.
Oh.
Hung it up 2004.
David Segui.
He got it! The Red
Sox win! Nice. How do you like that?
How about that?
How'd you know David Segui retired in 2004?
I don't know. I feel like David Segui, I had a baseball card of David Segui, I feel like with some sweet glasses.
Yeah.
Like he was out there with some nice.
He was cool.
I don't even know what they were.
He was funny because
Oakley's something nice.
He always looked like he had a great deal of power when in fact he had no power.
No.
You're like, that guy could sock a dinger. You're like, no.
Put the fear of God in the pitcher, though. If you didn't know David Segui,
he's digging in for his 10 home runs.
He'd give one a ride.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your
useful player. 291 career hitter.
Ooh.
More of a slap hitter.
Professional hitter.
Despite it being a big hoss of a guy.
That's what he was.
Yeah.
As a random ball player each and every day here in the Grab Bag on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoon. You got Hart. You got Fitz. You got Ball. And you got Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots at 205, plus the clip du jour next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.